My name is Patrick Kayser and I'm head of the La Trobe University Law School. I'm also chair of law and public policy here at La Trobe, and I've got a strong interest in social media and the law. So I was really pleased to introduce and chair an event held by Melbourne Knowledge Week recently on that topic, social media and the law. A moment's thought about this issue will bring to your mind many circumstances where social media may impact with the law. There are over 13 million Australians on social media. It's a massive issue. People are defaming each other on Facebook. We've got jurors disrupting trials by participating in discussions about trials on Facebook. We've got people on Facebook who are engaging in online hatred and the like. And there are journalists tweeting from court, raising all sorts of interesting issues about the impact of law on social media.
I don't really know if the law is really adapting that much at all. I think that it's something where really we have certainly seen changes in the way that perhaps we're approaching the law, and certainly the way that it's been applied. But I'm not entirely sure if we've really seen much as far as change.
With social media, we're seeing technology miles ahead of the law in terms of regulation. And unfortunately, the law is not going enough to regulate behaviour. And also what I look at specifically, which is breaches of privacy online.
We've certainly seen a rise in online hate this year, particularly, and in the last few months. A lot of that's been sparked by the government's various statements on things, by ISIS and the rise of the situation in the Middle East. Also by the debate on 18C. It's led to a lot of people feeling that this was something they wanted to speak about. And they felt they had a right to say whatever it is they wanted to say, which often did transgress various laws.
When users go onto the internet, they think that they're kind of going to a private portal, that only they can see what they're doing. And, you know, we use a mobile phone, an iPhone, you know, we're going on the internet, no one else can see, you know, above our shoulders. However, what they're opening onto is this boundless space. It's really, it's more public even than, say, a public street, really.
Yeah.
And there is this misconception, and I think users are quite are confused about how to negotiate between this, and so too are the judges that actually deal with some of these cases, so too are the legislators.
You look at the way that you're trying to explain metadata and, you know, is it anonymous, is it not anonymous? You know, what is, you know, what is the address of the computer you're visiting, and is that, does that mean that whatever you're browsing to is somehow anonymous, or is it pseudo-anonymous, or, you know, how does that really apply? And I think certainly, as you said, you know, perhaps some of our politicians, you know, don't quite understand the differences and don't quite understand where those lines are drawn, and in which case, you know, I would really wonder whether a user has any, you know, any clue or any capacity from the point of view of an everyday user.
The law is responding very slowly to a whole range of issues we see online. I've got to say that the creation of the Children's eSafety Commissioner is a positive step. One of the problems we've got there is that it's limited to children, which means the minute you turn 18, you're no longer covered. And as we've seen from the media, a lot of the serious cyberbullying cases and a number of the deaths have not been people under 18. So there's clearly a wider problem in society that the law needs to address. There's also a lot of problems in terms of legal follow-through. If someone does something on Facebook and people complain to Facebook, the most Facebook can do is terminate someone's account. If someone is creating multiple accounts and harassing someone and harassing them to the point where they're actually trying to drive someone to suicide, Facebook is not in a position to actually shut that down.
Really, probably the fastest way that we're going to see people starting to understand where the law does apply is when people start getting in trouble. Is when we start seeing cases where someone is brought up because of a defamation suit or whatever it might be, or perhaps some new law. You know, we obviously in Victoria, we now have cyberbullying and sexting specific laws. Certainly, I think we will see people starting to learn more and understand more, but I think that the way that they'll be doing that is actually learning through others' mistakes.
I think that saying that we can just wait and see, you know, see people make the mistakes and then we'll learn from that way, I don't think that's going to be enough.
The event that we held for Melbourne Knowledge Week on social media and the law raised a lot of interesting issues about how the law should regulate social media, or even if it should regulate social media at all. At the moment, there's a very live debate about this issue. Is it a realm where freedom of speech should operate unrestrained, or is it a place where regulation should appropriately operate to make sure that people don't engage in online hate and to protect the privacy of people who use social media?